It wouldn't budge.
I tried again. The knob turned, but the door wouldn't come loose. I knocked lightly, trying not to panic. But of course, Mr. Charles couldn't hear me. He was probably deep into his cowboy flick, and he was on the other side of the store. And on top of all that, he was practically deaf. So I banged. Still nothing. Then I started tripping. Like how when you at the swimming pool on the hottest day of the summer, and you jump in, then it's cool. And then you take one step too far, and suddenly you're in the deep end, and things ain't so cool no more, because you can't swim. That's how I felt. Like I was drowning. Like I was filling up with water. Like this place, this weird little room that had saved my life, now felt like it was going to take it. I looked at that corner again, my mind boomeranging back to me and my mom crouching and crying, wondering if my dad would corner us. My heart began to hammer just like it did back then. The clock on the wall suddenly seemed to tick louder. I turned back around and beat on the door again, tried to beat a hole through it, balled my hand into a fist and pounded and pounded and pounded, yelling Mr. Charles's name until at last, after what seemed like forever, I could hear him on the other side of the door.
Castle, I'm here.
His voice came through muffled. Mr. Charles yanked it a few times, each time letting out a weird grunt, until finally the door swung open. He stumbled back into the chip display before finally catching his balance. I shot out of the room.
Stupid thing gets stuck,
he tried explaining, but I couldn't wait around to hear about it. One more minute and I would melt in the aisle between the chips and the sodas, so I grabbed my backpack and ran straight for the door.